Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
The voice line in just 2 days. So being it's a short week, we have plenty of room. You can leave a message in the iHeartRadio app, the talkback feature, the little microphone, or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Here we go, John Cobalt, in 30 seconds or so, the big story of the day, the verdict from a Virginia courtroom.
Oh, come on.
And the Johnny Depp versus ex-wife Amber Heard dueling defamation lawsuits. Here's 30 seconds.
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $10 million. As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $2 million.
I can't try
As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $0.
Do you find that the jury's verdict is unanimous?
Oh, we didn't get the answer to it. It doesn't have to be in a civil trial, right?
No, she said it was unanimous. That's what she said.
It was unanimous?
It was unanimous.
We didn't hear the answer there. It seemed like you cut it off.
That's just a formality. Anyway, he gets $10 million and she gets $2
million. That's the compensatory.
Yeah.
The punitive is $5 million, but the judge knocked it down to the statutory limit, which is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So in net, she owes him at least $8 million. So
she had that kind of money?
I don't think so.
So she's going to have to do a lot of tawdry movies, huh, to pay off that debt?
Maybe. I mean, she was in the Aquaman movie, but
they don't want her I don't know sequel. Who she is. Honestly.
No, I know. I had barely heard of her.
It
either.
Could have been two trashy people from a Burbank apartment across the street for all I know of them.
Yeah,
I
mean, they were barely married a year, and then when the U2 movement came, in 2018,
weird?
She wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post saying she represents domestic abuse. Everyone took that to mean that Johnny Depp was beating her. So he said,
"See, I don't believe anybody anymore."
And she countersued him because his lawyer made some comments about her that got published. So that's what had happened. Yeah, they reduced the punitive award to $350,000. That's a state statutory cap.
Elon Musk was dating her.
So his total damages are $10.4 million. What?
Elon Musk was dating her?
Yeah, apparently briefly.
Boy, she must be something else. She must have some special magical talents, huh?
She's an attractive woman. I don't know about her magical talents.
A lot of attractive women. I mean, there's got to be something else going on there.
You know.
I don't know.
All right, we move over to the dopey drought. You know what? I thought a few years ago, many scientists were saying the drought can't be attributed to climate change. But now that apparently is a talking point that can't be erased.
Well, because it's a fake talking point. It's constantly the
first thing they mention.
Because it's a fake talking point. We've said this 1,000 times. There have been droughts in the last 1,500 years, let's say, that have lasted for hundreds of years. It's true. There, from the year 800 to the year 1300, 460 of those years, that's a 500-year period, right, from 8 to 13, 460 out of the 500 years were dry here in California. They've determined this through tree rings or something. So it is very common to be dry. It is much more unusual to have wet periods. We chose to live here collectively. Right? California was not even a state 170 years ago. Not even a state. It was largely populated by natives, Native Americans. And, we came and killed most of them. And now we're sitting here, and we created this elaborate water system that cost God knows how much money to suck all the water out of the Sierra Nevada mountains, to suck the water out of the Colorado River. And now we're all bitching and complaining, oh, the drought, the climate change. Like, we don't belong here. This is not sustainable. You have to build reservoirs, and you have to build desalination plants, period. Because on its own, it's not sustainable. Not for, the 20 million people that live in Southern California. I don't know what's wrong with everybody.
Well, at least we got to 40 million people, and now we're losing a few people every year.
Yeah, not enough. By the way, what is the day we run out of water? Because we've been talking about how residences use only 6% of the water supply, right? And they're trying to get us to shower for 3 minutes instead of 5 minutes or whatever their stupid ideas are. What does that take us? What's the date that you turn on the faucet and nothing's there? Like, we're conserving to extend the amount of time we have water. How much time are we gaining by having shorter showers or...
Well, it depends on supply, which we can't predict. We can't predict how much rain and snow there's going to be.
Or what if it doesn't rain?
Forecasters try, but they're always wrong.
Okay, but what's the timeline here?
There isn't one.
Like, I know if I have, let's say, a gallon of milk in the house, right? I know how long the gallon of milk is going to last. How long does the water supply last? What are we conserving for? To get an extra hours of worth of water a day, a week, a year and a half? What are we doing? Like, what is the purpose of this?
Funny you ask that question, because the Times just did a story this week. There's a former water district manager by the name of Jeffrey Keitlinger. He used to run the Metropolitan Water District. And he says... I always get, by the way, listeners always send this question to us too. At this time, when you want to solve the housing crisis by pushing for the construction of millions of new homes, how can you say that at the same time saying we don't have enough water? You shouldn't be approving new housing if we don't have enough water.
Yeah.
Well, the response, Angelenos use 44% less water per person than we did 4 decades ago. And they believe if the 60-year trend of people using less continues and accelerates into the future, there'll be plenty of water available for the new Californians.
Yeah, but they'd have to do these goofy... That's the thing. It's to constrict our freedoms. You can't.
Well, they talk about water-efficient faucets, toilets, appliances, showers, and the new homes. See, when they build the new homes, they claim they're going to build them to be use much less water.
So there's a natural evolution of technology.
That's part of it, yes.
That's part of it. And how much does that save us? Because, again, we only use 6% of the state's water supply as residents.
Yeah, that's the overriding.
All right, so I could see that in our new house that we built, you know, it's now been 13 years, but we had 3.5-gallon toilets. The old house we had, which was built many years before, had 7-gallon toilets. And they clog more frequently now. But it's three. So I get it. Every flush, 3.5 gallons less. You have shower heads now. They probably spray less water than they used to. I understand all that. Technology can get us to use less water where we don't even notice. But they're now trying to say you can't have a green lawn. You shouldn't have a lawn. I read that they could institute laws that you have to cover your swimming pool.
Oh, yes, so it doesn't evaporate.
Or you won't be able to refill your swimming pool. Again,
well,
how much is that saving us?
Here's a suspicious statistic in this story. 80% of the water used statewide is for agriculture. The rest for homes and businesses. Of the remaining 20%, nearly half goes towards watering lawns and landscapes, washing cars or sidewalks, or filling pools and spas. So that makes you think that 10% of the water is going just to that. I have read it's only 6% that goes to household use.
There's
6% in total.
6%, yes. That's the number, 6%.
Yeah, well, they're making it sound like 10% of the water just goes to lawns, landscapes, cars, sidewalks.
Is that 10% of the 6%, maybe?
That's not how they have it in this story. The paragraph is, of the remaining 20%, nearly half, which I see as 10%, goes towards watering lawns and landscapes, washing cars or sidewalks, or filling pools and spots.
That's incorrect. No, because...
I got to believe it.
Is that an LA Times story?
It is.
Oh, they lie. No, they really do lie.
This is the one about how we can build all these homes and it won't be a problem.
Because it's another
at odds thing. You're out there always trying to make everybody cut back and not live this sprawling suburban lifestyle, yet you're calling for new home construction.
Well, doesn't that tell you that somebody's lying then? If something doesn't make sense, if it makes you stop and say, wait, that doesn't add up. Maybe it's because it doesn't add up and somebody's trying to sell you a load of crap.
Well, Kightlinger's answer is, well, the future, people have to live somewhere. And if we do this efficiently and smartly, we can manage this. This is about building new housing. When people ask him, isn't that going to require even more water use?
Isn't that like the people who were telling us, no, we could print trillions of dollars and we won't have inflation? These people can say anything in the moment, right? Because right now, nobody's right, nobody's wrong. But think about that. If you build 100,000 new homes, well, of course, that's going to use more water. So you can't have it both ways. You can't build the homes and then say, we've got to conserve water. What, then we're going to be told we have to have 45-second showers?
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what San Diego does. They say they have enough water till the year 2045. It's abundant. But at what cost? Coming up.
John and Ken Caffey. Eric has a lot of wisdom. We were just talking during the commercial break, and he correctly pointed out that 70% of the earth is water. It is literally impossible to run out of water. Impossible. All we have to do is desalinate the ocean water. And we know how to do that. And they're doing that all over the world.
What happens if there's no ocean left?
There's they do that in Israel, right?
Yeah, Israel does it to the Mediterranean Sea.
They do that, I think, United Arab Emirates. I mean, I think a number of the countries that are in that desert region in the Middle East and Northern Africa, they have desalination plants. Because it naturally doesn't rain very much. Like, it naturally doesn't rain much here. So why don't we just set up the desalination plants and shut up?
They're expensive.
So,
in fact, San Diego has one.
So
we're going to talk about that.
How much of a surplus does the state have right now?
$100 billion?
Well, that's not going to last. Next market downturn, all that money's gone.
Okay, don't build high-speed rail.
You can't count on that.
I could name 50 things they shouldn't be spending money on. It's a priority. Number one thing you need in life is water, right? You can't last more than 3 days without water. I think that should be the number one priority of the state government because that's the number one requirement to live. You die quicker from a lack of water than anything else. You know, it'll take you a couple of weeks probably without food. You could go without a roof over your head. But water is number one. Water should be number one for the state, period. There should be no debate on this. If we're going to cram 40 million people into an area where it does not rain, really it's just half the state where it doesn't rain. Then we have to get the water, and we have this biggest ocean, in the entire solar system. The biggest ocean is right there, within a few miles of us right now.
Yeah, they killed the desalination plant in Huntington Beach. Not going to happen.
Is that not the effing stupidest thing you've ever heard of? Everybody's screaming about the drought. That company had spent 20 years developing this desalination plant idea. Who's going to develop the next one if you could work on something for 20 years and have it killed by a bunch of kooks and lunatics on the Coastal Commission?
So San Diego apparently says San Diego County has enough water through the year 2045. However, they've been working on this for decades. They used to be part of the Metropolitan Water District, but they didn't like how that was going. And if you are a listener anywhere in Southern California, except to L.A., where it's got DWP, you probably are a customer of the Metropolitan Water District. So they decided to kind of go their own way, and they did build the Western Hemisphere's largest desalination plant that just simply removes salt and impurities from ocean water. As a result, the agency that serves 24 water utilities, including the city of San Diego, can avoid cuts until at least 2045, even with dry periods. However, they have like the most expensive water in the country, costing about 26% more at the wholesale level last year than the MWD, which is the company I just mentioned, which serves most of Southern California.
Yeah, but they have water. And so you have to pay more, but you decided to live in a desert. So,
yeah.
Okay, so that's the price. Our electricity is 60% more than the rest of the country because their stupid wind and solar obsession. So, okay, so the water's more expensive. Again, you could choose to move to an area of the country that has cheaper water, but people want to live in San Diego. And so they pay more for the water, but there's no chance of a water shortage, right? No
they don't have to constantly hear about cutting back. No.
Right. So a rash, and by the way, this should be something the federal government pays for in part. Right?
Again, but listen to what else they did. They went out and they helped farmers use less water. They raised dams to increase storage capacity in reservoirs.
There you go.
They did a whole bunch of other things too. And then they figured out a way to get a steady water supply from just a couple of suppliers. They kind of just went their own way and it's worked, even though they do pay.
Because this isn't complicated. If you want more water, you access the ocean and you create more storage, more reservoirs, and you take the existing water and try to see how much you can practically recycle it. But you have to do it. You have to get up in the morning and do it. So much of this is people just simply executing their job that we pay them for. I don't want to hear about timing my shower. I really don't. And God, why can't you people elect someone halfway intelligent who says, hey, we need water. We've got the ocean. We need water. Let's dig a reservoir. Where is that person?
Oh, you know what did suffer in San Diego County was the avocado farms. Between 2016 and 2020, they lost a fifth of their avocado groves because the water was too expensive. They couldn't get enough of it to grow the avocado.
That's a tough break.
Well, it is.
That's why she's buying them from Mexico more and more.
No, yeah. I'm not. And John, right. You're going to have to find another place to do your thinking. You can't really think on your shower bench when you have to take such short showers.
That's right. There's going to be less thinking.
That's right. The shower bench was the last drought when Jerry Brown was governor.
I'm going to come in here and sound even stupider.
Oh, God.
Not possible. All right, we got more coming up.
You'll see. John and Ken, KFI.
Tomorrow at 5:05, Anne-Marie Schubert will be our guest. This will be the last time we talk to her before the votes are tabulated Tuesday. She is a candidate for California Attorney General, currently the Sacramento District Attorney, Sacramento County. And she's running as a independent. You may have heard these odd adverts. I've never seen this before. We have been on the air a long time. We've run many ads on the show and even during primaries. Now we have this top two thing, which has been in effect for a number of years. But there's an ad being run by the current Attorney General, Rob Bonta, trying to push people towards another candidate, a Republican, accenting that he's Trump-like hoping to get number two. He thinks he's probably going to be first. number two to be this other candidate and maybe not somebody like Anne-Marie Schubert, who he's probably really worried about because she's running as no party preference. She doesn't have all the Trump coattails and all the rest of the stuff that could damage her with a few voters. So it looks like that's what he's doing. I've never seen that before. We'll ask her about that tomorrow.
Well, because what you have is increasingly independent candidates are running, or at least independent on paper, because the Republican Party has a bad stink to it in California.
It does, yes.
And so Anne-Marie Schubert, I don't know what her politics is, and she's a district attorney. She should be just prosecuting criminals, right?
Yeah,
it shouldn't be politics. It should be this guy was caught hurting someone or stealing something. We prosecute him. I don't understand how there's two versions of fighting crime. You fight crime. It means you arrest people, you convict them, you put them in jail so they don't hurt anybody else.
It's the lowest common denominator thing. They're just because I've seen these ads now attacking Caruso as being another Trump person. It's like, just get people worked up. We're worked up over Trump. Everybody hates Trump to vote.
You know something? I say this every 2 years. Do not form your opinions based on television ads. I mean, television ads are, a lot of them are preposterous. Just lies. They're emotional manipulation.
I think his are working.
Who's?
I think they have. Caruso's a worker.
Caruso's ads is telling the truth.
Oh, see, now you're saying it's okay, some ads.
I don't think they're emotionally manipulative.
I think they are a little bit.
I think they're a little over the top. What's over the top?
Oh, the whole family history and blah blah, and I'm gonna care for everyone and take care of everyone. Come on. Can't do that.
Well,
you got to make tough choices. You and I know this.
Yeah,
you know, but enforcement is the answer to homelessness.
You're not known to large population and everybody has this bias against you being this big, cold billionaire.
But we'll go back to what you said. Then don't believe them because he's trying to paint a picture to try to lure people in who don't know him.
Right. Well, yeah.
By making everything smiles and roses and happy flowers.
It's not on par with saying Caruso is the second coming of Trump. That's an outright lie. He's saying, hey, look at my family.
All right, so I wondered why you sent this story today, and it took a little digging to find out. Over the weekend, and I had seen this, it was kind of a news blip. Some nutty guy who wore a wig and put on lipstick went inside the Louvre, the museum in Paris, and he made his way to the Mona Lisa painting and smeared cake. But he smeared on a protective, didn't he?
Oh, there's a protective glass in front of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, on the protective glass.
But he smeared the front of the glass with cake.
Well, they wrote the first paragraph wrong here. He smeared cake on the famous painting is how he put it here, but it's on the
glass. The
picture says a protective glass, and it turns out he was some Frenchman who yelled, "Think of the Earth." There are people who are destroying the earth. Think about it. Artists tell you, think of the earth. That's why I did this.
He was a climate change nut.
Okay. And is this like a takeoff on Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake? That's what I thought of.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's part of French culture, is to make your statement with cake.
The writer in the National Review says he picked the wrong target because Leonardo da Vinci was a major environmental proponent. Even in his time, they were thinking of...
He was worried. Well, remember, I actually saw this. He drew the first prototype for a plane. He was hundreds of years ahead of his time. He was such a genius. Yeah. I went to a Da Vinci museum, and I saw his drawings. And it was a primitive, basic plane, something that, the Wright brothers would fly. But it was quite a vision he had.
He apparently appreciated the environment. It was a big part of his writings and his work. However, here comes the paragraph that's probably the reason we're staring at this story. Am I right? He practiced this appreciation for the environment in his daily life, eating a vegetarian diet, which some researchers believe may have contributed to the stroke that killed him. And there it is. The mark of John Cobalt. Leading us all to stop and say, oh my God, if a vegetarian diet killed Da Vinci, there's no hope.
He might have lived, for decades beyond that.
Oh,
he writes, some researchers believe
Doesn't explain how would a vegetarian diet give you a stroke.
Oh, here it is. I clicked the link. Leonardo da Vinci and stroke. Vegetarian diet as a possible cause. When was this written? I can't even tell. It's a bunch of cryptic links. Leonardo da Vinci as a stroke victim. Hemiparesis, a result of a vegetarian diet, ?
See?
No.
Your weird diet took out Leonardo da Vinci.
I don't think so.
The world needed more of him.
Fake news.
Yeah, is it?
Yes.
I mean, I have read that some vegetables are inflammatories and they can be damaging to your system. And I don't know if that's related to a stroke or not, but these links, you just keep clicking. You ever do that? You click a link and you just get another link? You just keep clicking links?
You could waste your
life. It never goes anywhere, yeah.
Yeah, you go into the black hole of the internet. You disappear.
Yeah.
So he lived only till about 67.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he suffered from right hemiparesis in the last 5 years of his life. A vegetarian diet has both positive and negative influences on the cerebrovascular system.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, positive and negative influence.
I don't think you're getting
like everything.
You know what? I had a physical yesterday, and I had a full blood panel, and everything's good.
But I've heard of people getting that and dropping dead a week later.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Well,
you might not be getting a full blood supply to your brain.
Well, that's a separate story.
What's happening.
I've seen some symptoms.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up.
God.
All right. Well, while she's still here.
Yeah. May not be here tomorrow, so nice knowing you guys. Nice working with you.
Well, apparently a gunman entered a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma called St. Francis Hospital. People say he was looking for a Dr. Phillips. He eventually opened fire, killed three people, and then killed himself. There's also one person in critical condition. So that's your... Is that a mass shooting? I don't know if that qualifies as a mass shooting or not, but it was a targeted shooting because he was apparently upset with one particular doctor at this medical facility. We don't know if that doctor was one of those who was killed or injured in the shooting. Well, we're back to Elon Musk news. Elon Musk is saying that his employees at SpaceX have to return to work. He announced today that he sent out a pair of memos to tell his employees at SpaceX, that's the rocket company he runs, and at Tesla, the electric car maker, that they need to come back to the office. They're required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week. Isn't that a normal work week, 40 hours, 8 hours
a day? That's right. In other words, your normal work week is now in the office.
It's like, I expect you to, I know a lot of you work for me hard, and you work like 80 hours a week. You got to spend half that time here.
Yeah, at least.
The more senior you are, the more visible must be your presence. That is why I spend so much time in the factory, does he? So
yes,
that
he
those
does.
On the line could see me working alongside them.
When they have problems, he spends 24 hours a day. He'll sleep there in the factory.
I feel like all he does is go on podcasts and talk to people while he smokes marijuana.
I don't think he sleeps much. I think he's just one of those guys.
No, if I had not done that, SpaceX would have gone bankrupt a long time ago. Anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office for a minimum of 40 hours a week. Those who decline should depart Tesla.
You know what I'd like? This is coming after Netflix told all those whining little toddlers who were offended by the Dave Chappelle special. And it's like, look, we're here to make money. If you have a problem with comedian telling jokes, then you should quit Netflix or anything else you have a problem with. Just go home.
Some employers are in a fix because we got the great quit still going on.
Yeah, but you can't.
It's now a buyer's market. It's an employee's market right now.
Yeah, but you can't put up with toddlers.
You can't just tell people to head for the door. You may not be able to replace them all.
Yeah, but you want the toddlers to decide what comedians.
Yeah, you got to strike that balance. And, I don't know how to answer that.
I can't just
simplify it into toddlers versus quitters. But
well, a lot of the quitters are toddlers. They don't understand.
There's more of them than ever, so.
Well, you know what?
You're going to have a.
Got to get. Cycle them out.
Ineffective workplace if you lose too many employees.
Cycle them out. No, I think toddlers are ineffective. I think they're going to whine about this, whine about that, whine that they have to show up for work. They can't work in their underwear at home. It's like
one analyst thinks that they'll lose 10 to 20% of their current workforce.
Well, that's probably the bottom 10%. I hear some companies do that. That every year they cut what they decide is the bottom 10%.
The riffraff.
Yeah, it's a riffraff. At least 10% in every company is riffraff. At least.
Oh, at least 10%.
Right. Yes. So, you know what? They're the ones who are most likely to complain and bitch and whine and want to stay home in their underwear. Addition by subtraction.
There you go.
Conway's here.
Thank you very much. We've got another a horrible shooting. We'll give you all the details on that. You know, it just seems like every week now, right? Another stupid shooting. We also have a guy coming on to talk to us about the possible or imminent recession and how to prepare for it, you know, because I think it's coming. Right. Everybody says it is.
I think we're here already.
You think it's here already?
Yeah, I think it's already here.
What's the definition? Two quarters of negative growth?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we have one already.
Right. And I think we're about to have the second one.
Yeah.
And then we have David Silverman coming on. His unvaxxed daughter, we talked about it last night, unable to graduate because she's not vaccinated. So just putting sort of a face on you know, these kids for 2 years having to wear masks, and now they can't graduate with their graduating class.
It's oppressive and bullying.
It's horrible, right?
It is. It's awful.
Yeah, it's the worst. That and the NBA has put off their games, the finals.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not going to be until September.
Again?
Yeah, right. It's crazy. unbelievable.
And then game one's actually tomorrow.
I heard they're putting off even further than that. And then Randy's Donuts. You know the very famous Randy's Donuts? Opening in Burbank.
Is that right?
Yes. Dig dawn with those
exciting.
Donuts.
Where?
I'm not sure where, but I heard some Burbank.
Oh, so. Next door.
Is that next door?
Yeah, it's another Pinnacle building.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's on the fourth floor where we used to be.
Well, yeah, it's going to be that empty space down the hall.
That's right. It's the empty space that KFI gave up.
It's going to be Randy's Donuts.
That's right. Perfect. That's great, man. All right.
Ding dong show.
And a couple of ding dongs, and we'll be out of here.
Goody. Ding dong.
Mike Crozier has the news. KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.